我们真的是非常感谢神。
And we praise our Lord.
也非常感谢神赐我们做儿女的名分。
And we thank our Lord for taking us as his children.
我们基督徒过复活节和非基督徒是不一样的。
And it is just different for the Christians to celebrate Easter.
他们是一个relaxing。 他们是自己休息了。
他们是自己这个只是放松。
但是我们基督徒是为庆祝我们的主的复活。
But for Christians, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
他们实际上也应该庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
They should also celebrate the resurrection.
我们在加拿大能过上这个Good Friday。
So we could observe the Good Friday in Canada.
我们也能过上今天的复活节。
And we could celebrate the Easter.
这在中国可能是不太可能的。
And it is impossible in China.
我们非常蒙福。
And we're so blessed here.
但是大家你知道复活节是怎么得名的吗？
But do you know how Easter came into being?
我想你想就会明白。
But if you think about it, and you will understand.
那么按照马太福音的记述。
And based on the narration in Matthew.
那么主耶稣基督确实被钉在十字架上。
And our Lord Jesus was really nailed on the cross.
他在第三天的时候。
On third day,
他身体确实地复活了,
and his body resurrected.
那么后来就设定了, 这个复活节,
and later on, the Easter was established.
那么今年的, 今年的你看到我们的复活节是4月16号,
and this year, the Easter falls on April 16th.
那明年可能就不一样了,
and next year, it will be different again.
那么复活节到底它定在哪一天呢?
So then, what day is Easter then?
那么这个和我们中国人有关系了。
And this has something to do with the Chinese.
那么这个罗马教廷啊, 教会,
and based on the Roman Church,
他们根据圣经和这个以色列约节的日期,
and they calculated based on the Bible and also the Passover.
他们推算出什么呢?
And they concluded,
按照我们中国的那个春分,
and it's based on the spring equinox,
3月21日,
and March.
然后呢, 满月以后,
And the first Sunday after the full moon, after the spring equinox, is the Easter.
所以你也明白了,这个复活节这个日子每年都要变。
So that's why the Easter Sunday moves every year.
这神创造的太阳、月亮和地球之间这个关系在变化。
Because the relationship between the sun and moon changes every year.
那么我们基督徒每年都过节啊。So
every year we celebrate holidays for Christians.
我们去年的时候12月25号。In
last December 25th.
我们过的是圣诞节。We
celebrated Christmas.
那么我们星期五过的是受难节。And
last Friday we observed the Good Friday.
你也有其他的节日。And
there are other holidays as well.
那么这些节日当中哪一个 最重要呢?
And out of all these holidays, which is the most important?
大家想一想,
which one is more important or most important?
我们说复活节最重要,
because Easter is the most important.
因为这个最重大的节日,
because this is the most important day.
这一天,
so on this day,
因为这个复活, 主耶稣基督的复活,
because of the resurrection of Jesus,
让我们所有信耶稣的,
all people who believe in Jesus will receive eternity. So Jesus was killed. So what kind of Savior is he? So why was he killed? How did he resurrect? So today in Acts 36 through 43, though there are only 8 verses, and presented to us an absolute solution. So let's take a look at the verses. So our Lord Jesus was pronouncing the good news of peace in this world. This is one of the most important reasons.
那么我们下面我们一起读一下《使徒行传》第十章的三十六到三十七节。
So now let's read verse 36 through 37.
那么你熟悉中文读中文了。
So read it in whatever language you like.
对，熟悉英文读英文。对，我们一起读一二三。
You know the message God sent to the people of Israel. 神借
着耶稣基督，他是万有的主。
Telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached.
那么你看到这里的经文呢?
So in the verse here, you see,
okay. 那么前面说, 借着耶稣基督,
and it says, through Jesus Christ.
那么主神, 他是天上的神,
and our Heavenly Father is in the heaven.
他爱世人。
And he loved this world.
那么我们的神他是看不见看不摸不着的。
And though we cannot see him and we cannot touch him.
所以他一定有办法让我们能够得救啊。
But he has a way for us to be saved.
怎么办呢?
So how?
他都借着耶稣基督。
So through Jesus Christ then.
那你在这括号里看到是一个括号。
In the Chinese you can see in the brackets.
但是这里面呢你看英文和原文的话它是一个同位语。
And in the in English, and it's a attributive additive clause.
那么主耶稣基督,
and our Lord Jesus,
他是万有的主,
is Lord of all.
什么是万有的主呢?
What is Lord of all?
他就是宇宙万, 被造万物的主,
and he is the Lord of all things created.
他不仅造他们,
and he not only created them,
而且拥有他们,
and he has power over them.
这个万有的主,
and this Lord of all,
他是所造的人的主。
And he is also the Lord of people.
他掌管我们的命运。
And he is the Lord over our life.
掌管我们的一切。
And over all everything we have.
他就是万有的主。
And he is the Lord of all.
那么主耶稣基督他来到地上。
So when he came to this world,
他要传什么样的福音呢?
What kind of good news was he going to preach?
但他特别要传的是和平的福音。
And he was going to preach the good news of peace.
那么和平在这里是福音的定语。
And so peace here is attributive.
那么和平和福音这两个它可以是相辅相成的。
And the relationship between the good news and peace is reciprocal.
那么通过传福音。
So through preaching the good news.
那么就会带来和平。
And peace is present.
你可以想一想。
And think about it.
如果没有耶稣基督的诞生传福音,
and if there was no Jesus Christ and there was no good news of peace,
现在世界是个什么样子的?
What kind of the world we are facing?
我们世界上虽然现在有各种的动荡,
though we have turbulences all over the world today,
最近你看到在北朝鲜发生的事情,
and we've seen the things in North Korea,
他们马上试验第六颗原子弹了,
and they are testing the atomic bombs,
但是,
but
是美国，还有这个南韩
，But U.S. and South Korea，
这世界和平的力量
，And they represent the power of peace in this world。
让他没有敢放原子弹
，And so North Korea was not brave enough to practice it。
就放了一颗导弹，也没飞的时候就已经爆炸了。
And though they tried, but it exploded。
所以主耶稣基督他来到世上是有国效的。
So there was effect when Jesus came to this world.
他使用我们每一位基督徒。
And he was using every one of the believers.
去缔造和平。
And to deliver peace.
那么和平的福音。
But the good news of peace.
它在这里有三个功能。
There are three functions.
那么是和平的福音，首先是神和人和好，是万物和好。
So the first function is that everything reconciled.
那么和平福音它第二个果效。
And the second function is to reconcile Israelites and the Gentiles.
那么当时的以色列人，他们是神拣选的民。
As we know that the Jews are the chosen people.
他们很骄傲的。
And they were proud.
那么在犹太人之间和犹太人和外邦人之间有一道墙。
And there is an unseen wall between the Jews and the Gentiles.
那么耶稣来了，就要把那条墙打掉。
But when Jesus came, this wall must be destroyed.
那么也确实如此。
And it did happen.
你看到世界上各地的犹太人。
And you've seen Jews all over the world.
那么以色列当地也只有几百万人。
And in Israel at the time, there were only a few million people.
全世界有已经24亿基督徒。
And there are 2.4 billion Christians.
连我们这些对吧黑头发这个就是我们这黄皮肤的也这么多人成了基督徒。
And among them are a lot of Chinese people.
他让我们外邦人和以色列人和好。
So he caused us to reconcile with the Israelites.
还有第三个果效。
And the third effect.
让我们自身内心要和好。
And that is to reconcile within ourselves.
你可能有很多埋怨。
And you have a lot of things to complain.
很不容易。
And a lot of things that are not satisfactory.
你和自己过意不去。
And you challenge yourselves.
因为你心里可能是没有神啊。
Because you don't have God in your heart.
如果你真的有耶稣基督在你心里。
But if you put Jesus in your heart.
就像在十字架上说第一句话说的。
Just as he said on the cross.
他能够快为他的仇敌祷告。
And he was able to pray for his enemy.
如果你有这样的心态的话，你内心还纠结吗？
So if you are in such a state of mind, will you still be challenged?
你把主耶稣基督赐给你的智慧用在你的生活当中，你还会这样纠结吗？
If you put the wisdom from Jesus into your life, will you still be troubled?
我碰见了一个父亲。
And I met a father.
他从小的时候，他儿子要什么就给什么。
And when his son was young, he gave him whatever he asked.
要星星不给月亮。
And he wouldn't give him the moon if he asked for a star.
就是这么一个溺爱的孩子。
And such a spoiled child.
勉强完成了大学一年级。
And was almost or was hardly finished the university the first year.
到了二年级都成了游戏王。
And in the second year, he spent most of his time playing games.
他非常的苦啊。
And he was so troubled.
他家里妈太太也非常的苦啊。
And the mother was also troubled.
儿子说了一句话，我这一辈子会恨你一辈子的。
And the son said one word, that is, I will hate you forever.
我说你家人有一个去过教会的吗？
And I asked him, so has any one of you been to church?
因为你们内心里有罪啊。
Because you have the sins in your heart.
你们认为靠着自己可以搞定一切的。
Because you believe that you could handle everything.
因为罪是一切问题的根源。
Because sins are the root cause of every pain.
我说我要送给你儿子一本圣经啊。
And I'm going to give a Bible to your son.
早点来教会认识什么。
And come to church to learn Jesus first.
所以主耶稣基督他当时就传的是和平的福音。
So when Jesus came, he was preaching the good news of peace.
让我们被造的万物与神和好。
So that all created can reconcile with God.
让以色列人与外邦人和好。
So the Israelites can reconcile with the Gentiles.
和我们和好。
And so our own inner heart can be reconciled.
也让我们自己和自己和好。
So we can reconcile with ourselves.
可是就是因为这些。
So just for this.
触动了犹太人他们的观念。
And this challenged the concept of the Jews.
他们说爱邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Because the Jews believe that to love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
他们一直盼望弥赛亚。
And they were expecting a Messiah.
但是弥赛亚真的来的时候。
But when the Messiah truly come.
他反而拒绝他。
And they rejected him.
瞧不起他。
And they scorned him.
我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus.
他传和平的福音。
He was preaching the good news of peace.
他来到地上。
He came to this world.
他不仅如此
，Not only he came to this world，
他的传的福音，刚才我们读的，从加利利传遍了犹大
，And he traveled and preached from Galilee to Judea。
主耶稣基督越来越人气
，And there are more and more people coming to him。
越来越反而却遭到了很多犹太人的嫉妒。
His attention also drew jealousness from the Jews。
这些长老们。
The elders,
这些祭司长们
the priests,
他们看着耶稣是眼中钉肉中刺
and they were so jealous of him.
当时的罗马政府
at the time, it was the Roman Empire.
他们是本比比拉多
and Pilate.
对，他们也开始一起来恨耶稣了
and he also hated Jesus.
他们就开始采取措施了
and they took measures to take care of him.
这是他们恨他们
and that's why they hate him.
所以主耶稣基督，这是他为什么被这个钉十字架的一个原因。
So this is the first reason why he was nailed on the cross.
主耶稣基督确实他就是说他行了很多好的事情。
And he did do a lot of good.
对，他我们等主耶稣基督啊，这传遍犹大以后。
So when he finished preaching at Judea,
得到他们的嫉妒。
And he drew jealousy.
那么就会产生很多很多的效果就问题了。
He drew the jealousy opponents.
那么你会想，主耶稣基督为什么有什么能力，他能够传和平的福音
？So what kind of power did he have so he could preach the good news of peace?
有这么大的国效。
And the preaching was so effective.
遭人的嫉妒。
And to be jealous of.
那么我们看第下面一节经文。
So we can take a look at the next verse.
是主神神高被神高的耶稣。
And this is the anointed to Jesus.
这次我给大家读第八三十八节说，神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and the power.
他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
And how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him.
这节经文告诉我们。
So this verse tells us.
能力从何而来？
So where the source of the power is.
那么主耶稣基督他是全神全人。
Our Lord Jesus is the full God and full person.
他作为全人。
As a full person.
跟我们一样。
And just as us.
有感情。
And there is affection.
有肉体。
And there is a physical body.
他要传福音。
And he was going to preach the good news.
他也需要这个能力。
And he also needed the power.
这个能力只有从谁而来呢？
So where is the power from?
这就是刚刚先生说的，神怎样以圣灵和能力。
So that's in the verse. It says, God prepared him with the Holy Spirit and power.
是父神用圣灵和能力来膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
Because he was anointed by the Holy Father with power and Holy Spirit.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
神他会膏耶稣基督。
And our Holy Father was able to anoint Jesus.
我们华人听起这个膏来。
And when we Chinese people hear the word anoint,
理解起来的时候，你可能觉得不是很清楚。
We may have difficulty understanding the term.
但是在犹太文化里
，But in the Jewish culture,
这个膏是很有重要意义的。
And it is very important to be anointed.
你看到犹太人的这个就是扫罗这个王。
And we've read in the Old Testament that King Saul.
那么大卫这个王。
And King David.
然后所罗门这个王。
And King Solomon.
每一个王做王的时候都需要膏。
And every one of them had to be anointed before they became the king.
主耶稣基督在他布道的时候。
And when our Lord Jesus was starting to preach.
你还记得一个故事。
And there was a story.
有一个妇人。
And there was a woman.
把她最贵重的攒了可能一生的香膏。
There was a woman who conserved a lot of oil.
可以值很多钱啊。
And it was very expensive at the time.
如果卖掉的话。
If it was sold.
可以让很多人吃饱。
And it could feed a lot of people.
但是这位妇人怎么着
？But it's this woman.
她从头上膏耶稣了。
And he poured the oil and anointed him from the head.
那么这里这父神他是用圣灵和能力来膏耶稣的。
And here our Holy Father was anointing Jesus with Holy Spirit and power.
那么主耶稣基督都带着这个圣灵的能赐的这个能力。
Because Jesus had the power of Holy Spirit.
他去宣讲和平的福音。
So he was able to preach the good news of peace.
他就没有胆怯。
And he was not afraid.
他可以没勇往直前。
And he was brave enough.
就算是走向十字架的时候。
And even when he was walking to the cross.
那很多他的门徒啊，基本上都跑了。
And a lot of his disciples were scared and ran away.
但是他还要去的。
But he was facing the cross bravely.
所以主耶稣基督是大有能力。
So our Lord Jesus is full of power.
他是圣灵赐给的能力。
And it's the power from the Holy Spirit.
那么带着这个能力去做事。
And he's doing everything with this power.
他在地上做神的工。
And he was working the ministries of God on the earth.
所以主耶稣他可以行善。
So that's why Jesus was able to do good.
他行了哪些善呢？
What kind of good did he do?
如果你在教会时间久了，你可能我不必讲。
So if you have been long here, and I don't have to mention them.
那么如果你今天来的这是第一次来，或者刚来不久。
If you have not been constantly attending church.
那么主耶稣行的善太多太多了。
There are so many miracles I could mention.
那么圣经上说写都写不完。
And in the Bible it said we couldn't even fulfill that.
那么主耶稣就是医治的善。
And for the healing.
那么大量的麻风病人一大批都好了。
And a lot of leprosy, people with leprosy were healed.
那么死了四天的拉撒路让他复活。
And Lazarus died for 3 days and then he was risen from death.
但是拉撒路的复活当然和主耶稣基督的复活不一样了。
Of course, the resurrection of Lazarus is different from that of Jesus.
五饼二鱼
and he was able to feed 4,000 people.
啊，方方面面的。
With five loaves of bread and two fish.
他行了太多的善。
And he did a lot of good.
太多的美。
And a lot of beautiful things.
那么主耶稣基督他就是这样做的。
And this is the true Jesus.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵神他赐耶稣基督以圣用圣灵和能力来膏他。
Our Holy Father anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power.
我们在主里服侍神。
So as we work in Jesus,
那么我们也需要圣灵。
And we also need the Holy Spirit.
在你服侍疲倦的时候。
So when we are tired in our ministries,
求告圣灵。
Ask for help from the Holy Spirit.
在我们祷告觉着不蒙神垂听的时候。
So when we feel that our prayers are not answered,
求告圣灵
and ask for help from the Holy Spirit.
等你做事，料理家务，工作缺乏智慧的时候
So when we feel that we are short of wisdom when we are taking care of our families and work,
求告圣灵
ask for the help from the Holy Spirit.
神是万能的神
Our Father, our God is Almighty.
和神同在就是不一样
And to be present with Him is different.
你记着登山宝训，主耶稣就在登山宝训的时候，主耶稣就在大使命的时候。
So, still remember when Jesus was commanding the great commissions.
在颁布大使命以前。
So before he commanded the great commissions.
主耶稣复活以前。
Before he resurrected.
他的门徒们都躲在家里。
And his disciples hid in their house.
胆小怕事。
They were afraid.
但是主耶稣基督已经复活。
So, but after the resurrection of Jesus,
他把圣灵降临了
and he sent the Holy Spirit to this world.
每一个门徒都大有能力
and every disciple became powerful.
不管你是走到在以色列犹大是吧
whether it was Judea in Israel,
还是到小亚细亚
or in Asia Minor.
那保罗经过很多的风浪
and Paul experienced a lot of difficulties.
等他回到那个耶路撒冷的时候，他的犹太本邦人正在等着杀他。
And when he came to Jerusalem, his native people were preparing to kill him.
他毫无畏惧。
And he was not afraid.
他都能大有三次宣道，把福音传到了外邦。
And he had three great journeys through Europe to spread the good news to there.
最后，罗马的这个皇帝也信了主。
And in the end, the Roman emperor became a Christian as well.
各位弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们求告圣灵。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit for power.
谦卑的神的面前。
And let's bow ourselves before our Father.
求神膏我们，膏我们。
And ask our God to anoint us.
请圣灵浇灌我们。
And ask the Holy Spirit to pour power on us.
不管你是做小组长的
，whether you are a cell group leader，
做顾问的
，or a advisory committee member，
还是唱诗的
，or a song leader，
各种各样的服事的。
It doesn't matter what position you are in.
求圣灵与你同在。
Ask the Holy Spirit for help.
膏我们。
And ask for anointment.
我们相信我们一定能做成神的工。
And we believe that we are able to fulfill the ministries.
那么主耶稣基督有这样的能力。
And our Lord Jesus has such abilities.
传着和平的福音。
To share the good news of peace.
已经威胁到他们当时的宗教信仰。
And was a threat to the Jewish belief at the time.
把他们新的东西都颠覆了。
And it toppled their traditional concept.
那罗马皇帝心里也不安了。
And the Roman emperor was also felt also threatened.
在这样的时候，你想想他们会怎么办
？So imagine what you would do if you were in their position.
我们看下一节，就是主耶稣就被钉在十字架上的耶稣。
And our Lord Jesus is the one on the cross.
这就是《使徒行传》第十章的第三十九节。
And this is in the verse 39 in Acts.
那么我们再一起来读一下吧。
Let's read it together.
一二三
We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on the tree.
他们敬拜他， 挂在木头上杀了。各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们的主
，Our Lord，
他是真神
，And He's true God，
他是全神全人
，And He's full God and full person，
他行善的
，And He was doing good，
他是医治的
，And He was healing。
那么他的门徒们
，And His disciples，
正这个道的就是他的大使大弟子彼得。
And the person who is doing witness here in this verse is his disciple named Peter.
彼得当时是很有名声了。
And Peter was known at the time among his disciples.
他们都在为主耶稣所行的医治啊复活做见证。
And they were witnessing the power of healing the power of healing and peace at the time.
彼得他不以使徒为自居。
And Paul was not arrogant to name himself as the disciple.
不以此觉得了不起。
And he was not proud of his position.
谦卑自己。
And he was humble.
是吧？去为主做见证。
And to witness for God.
我们想想我们自己。
And think about ourselves.
等我们有了在主里做见证有成就的时候。
So when we are effective in witnessing God's behavior.
有的人都觉得了不起了。
Some will be proud.
有的时候可能卖自己了
，and sometimes,
but sell themselves,
or they could sell themselves.
但是彼得他谦卑自己
，but Peter was so humble,
甘心情愿的为主做见证。
He was so willing to be witnesses to Jesus.
当时的使徒们就是我们学习的榜样
，and the disciples in the early churches, are examples.
但这一点值得我们学习
，and this is what we need to learn.
但是不是我们今天正道的重点
，but this is not the focus today.
你往后看 有我们做见证然后呢他们紧把他挂在木头上杀了
And you see they killed him by hanging him on the tree
每当我读到这里的时候
So every time I read this verse
我心情很沉重
I feel depressed
我们的神他是这样医治的主
Our God is such a healer
人类需要他
And humans need him
他都是在做善事
And he was doing good
他们竟然把他挂在木头上
But on the contrary, they put him on the cross.
这里不是一般的挂上去。
This is not the simple way to hang him on the cross.
你在家里挂衣服。
And you hang clothes in your house.
你也在家里去做那个打那个嘴包是吧？是吧？练习那个运动啊。
You also set up things to practice.
但是这里是挂在木头上杀了。
And this is to hang him on the cross.
我们的主为我们的罪被他们挂在木头上杀了。
Our Lord was hung on the cross because of our sins.
这挂在木头上是一个委婉的说法。
And it is a metaphor.
在圣经上，我查这个圣经没有提到过十字架这个字。
And in the Bible, there at that time, it didn't mention the word cross.
它是挂在木头上。
It was a piece of wood.
我们家人去世的时候。
So when our family members pass away.
我们经常说他走了。
And we usually say he's gone.
他去了。
And he left.
我觉得我爸爸也是去了。
And so I also felt that my father is gone.
我们每个人都会去的。
And everybody's going to go away.
我们的主耶稣就是挂在木头上。
Our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross.
他是被杀的。
He was killed.
被活活的杀的。
And he was nailed on the cross alive.
那么主耶稣基督是不是真的死了呢
？Did he really die？
如果没有真的死的话，怎么会谈复活呢
？So if there was no death, how could we mention resurrection？
所以有人经常争论这个问题。
So there is like argument over this。
他说你们的耶稣啊，可能就没死。
And some people say Jesus probably didn't die at all。
我们做科学的经常想一些问题啊。
For scientists, we all usually think deeper。
是不是煤气中毒啊？
And was he like a was he put away by gas?
那会儿没有煤气的。
There was no gas at the time.
主耶稣基督他真的是死了。
Our Lord Jesus really died.
为我们的罪而死的。
Died for our sins.
他当时的时候是断了气。
And he gave the last breath.
他是低下了头。
And then he bowed down.
当时周围有很多人见证了他的死。
There were a lot of people at the time around witnessing this.
他是被判死刑的。
And he was sentenced to death.
那罗马的兵丁一定会检查他是不是真的断气了。
And these Roman soldiers were checking if he passed away.
还有啊。
And as well.
我们的主耶稣就是埋葬以后第三天才复活的。
And our Lord Jesus was buried, and he resurrected on the third day.
他在那个坟墓里。
And in that tomb,
待了差不多快四十八小时。
Stayed over 48 hours.
在一个封闭的坟墓里。
In a concealed tomb.
一个人没呼吸都可能成问题了。
And a regular person will find it hard to breathe.
他真的死了。
He did die.
确实的死了。
He did die.
但是我们想
but imagine,
如果人死如灯灭
if when we die, everything is over,
主耶稣基督的身体就像变成二氧化碳一样
and then that, Jesus' body will become nothing.
他的每一个细胞就被那融媒体所溶解
and every cell will disappear.
他的神经大脑也发生不可逆的逆转
and nothing will come alive in his mind.
那么我们世界会有盼望吗
and,Is there hope in this world?
世界没有盼望。
And this world would have no hope.
我们自己有盼望吗？
Do we have hope?
我们也没有盼望。
And we would not have hope as well.
所以保罗说。
So that's why Paul said.
若基督没有复活。
So if Jesus had not resurrected.
我们所传的便是枉然。
And what we preach is useless.
你们所信的也是枉然。
And what you believe is in vain.
我们传的福音。
So the good news we preach
它是复活的福音
is the news of resurrection.
啊，是永生的福音
is the news of eternity.
是永远有盼望的福音
is the news of eternal hope.
所以我们基督徒的生活是信望爱的生活
So that's why we say our Christian life is the life of belief, hope in life.
我们有永恒的盼望
We have the eternal hope.
只有耶稣基督他能够复活
Only Jesus was able to resurrect.
他能够挣脱死亡的这个拘禁。
And he could break the embondment of death.
我们每一个信徒才能够挣脱死亡的拘禁。
So every believer is able to do the same thing then.
我们才能够有永生。
And we could face eternity.
那么主耶稣基督怎样才能复活呢？
So how did Jesus resurrect?
那是我们今天要分享的第四点。
And this is the fourth point we're going to share.
这是我们今天圣经的，我们今天分享的核心。
And this is also the essence of this message.
这就是我们今天的题目。
And this is the theme of this message.
是神的大能。
And it is God's power.
主的复活。
And it's the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督是因着神的大能复活的。
Our Lord Jesus resurrected because of the great power of God.
是因神的大能复活的耶稣。
And it's the Jesus that resurrected because of the great power of God.
我们一起读一下第四十节。
So let's read verse 40 together.
一二三。
But God raised him from the dead.
第三日，神叫他复活，显现出来，不是显现给众人看，乃是显现给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些从在他骨子里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。感谢神
Praise our Lord.
我们的神就有这样的大能
And our Lord has such power.
他是万能的神
And he's the Lord of all.
他是无所不能的神
And he's the Lord of Almighty.
他是无所不知的神
And he is the Lord of all knowing.
他告诉我们是第三日
And it mentions here that it's on the third day.
大家看一下这个图
And let's take a look at the chart here.
我过去刚信主的时候有五六年
So when I first believed in Jesus in the first few years,
搞不清耶稣基督是第三天以后复活还是第三日复活。
I was not sure whether Jesus resurrected on the third day or after the third day.
如果是三天以后复活的话，就是七十二小时以后复活。
And if he resurrected after the third day, that is after 72 hours.
但是呢，如果第三日复活的话，就是从周五开始第六星期天复活。
And if it's on the third day, that is, he was crucified on Friday, and then he resurrected on Sunday, that is, on the third day.
如果你过去不清楚的话
if you were not so sure before,
那么今天就是你明白这个道理的时候
So today's the time that you will be definitely sure of this.
主耶稣基督是在第一日，也是说星期五下午三点的时候断气的
And our Lord Jesus gave the last breath on Friday, that is, on the third day here shown.
他把他的灵交给父神了
And he put his spirit into the hands of the Father.
那么经过星期六
And then after Saturday,
那么在第三日,
then on the third day, Sunday,
它不是第四日,
and not the fourth day,
不是第五日,
or fifth day,
也不是前面第六这个第二日,
and neither Saturday, the second day,
它就是第三日,
and it is on the third day, that's Sunday,
早晨的清早的时候,
and early in the morning,
就有人来看见空坟墓了,
and people came to see him, and the tomb was empty.
这就是主耶稣复活的时间。
And this is the time when Jesus resurrected.
是第三日复活的。
That is on the third day.
一切都在神的手中。
Everything is within his control.
他掌管，神是掌管一切的神。
He has power over everything.
他真的是掌管一切的神。
And he's Almighty God.
那么今天的分享这个核心的核心。
And this is the focus of the essence today.
神叫他。
And God caused him.
神叫他。
So God caused him.
我们的神是什么样的神？
So what kind of a God do we have?
我们反复在说。
So we've been repeatedly saying.
神是大能的神。
Our God is powerful.
他是掌管一切的神。
He has power over everything.
是神叫他。
It's our Heavenly Father caused him.
是位全能的神叫他。
It's the Almighty God caused him.
如果说神是神叫他的话，他就能复活。
It's our Almighty God made him to resurrect.
如果神叫我复活的，我也能复活。
If God made me to resurrect, I could as well.
如果神叫这父复活，这父也能复活。
Or me as well.
如果神叫在座的每一位复活的，在座的每一位都能复活。
Anyone can resurrect as long as God is willing.
神就有这个大能。
God has this power.
想想整个的宇宙。
Think about this universe.
神他是创造的大能。
He is the creator of this.
并且按照他的形象和样式造人的大能。
And all human beings were created in His image.
神造神他的大能。
And God's power.
是他叫耶稣。
It's God's power that made Jesus resurrect.
是他的旨意。
It's His will.
那么是主耶稣基督是什么呢？
So what part did Jesus play in this?
主耶稣基督他顺服了神。
Jesus submitted himself.
他顺服父。
And he submitted himself to God.
他不是说父神叫他复活，我不复活。
And so it was not true that when God asked him to resurrect and he refused.
我愿意在坟里多待几天。
He was preferring to stay a few more days in the tomb.
是不是？说主耶稣基督他是甘愿顺服。
And he was willing to submit himself before God.
主耶稣基督啊，在复活，他有一句话让我们非常受益的。
And there's a very impressive word Jesus said.
在耶稣基督他走向十字架的时候。
So before, as he was walking to the cross.
他在伊甸园里有个祷告。
And there was a prayer.
他这个祷告的时候，他这么说的。
And he said.
他说：“我父啊。
”So Father.
倘若可行。
So if it is possible.
求你叫这杯离开我。
Please take this cup away.
然而
，But
不要照我的意思。
But don't do it according to my will.
只要照你的意思。
But as you will.
我们的神，我们的主。
Our Lord and our God.
他是一位顺服的榜样。
He is the living example of submission.
他是一个真正顺服的榜样。
He is a true example of submission.
是我们学习的榜样。
It's a true example of our learning example.
我们在祷告的时候要顺服神。
And we should submit ourselves when we pray.
我们在服侍的时候要顺服神。
We should submit ourselves when we serve.
我们在宣教的时候要顺服神。
We must submit ourselves when we preach.
我们是带着正义。
And we must take justice.
带着和平。
With justice and peace.
带着爱。
With love.
按照神的教导。
Following.Our Lord's commandment
去顺服神,
to submit before our God,
去完成神交给我们的任务,
and to fulfill His commandment.
我们的生命才有意义,
and only in this way can our life be meaningful.
那么神叫他第三日, 神叫他怎么样复活?
On the third day, God caused him to resurrect.
这个复活是什么意思?
What does it mean to resurrect?
拉撒路在死了四天以后, 主耶稣基督在祷告以后, 为了荣耀神, 他复活了。
So Lazarus resurrected after he died for 4 days, and he resurrected because Jesus wanted him to honor God. Peter also made people resurrect. And Paul also resurrected people.
但是那个复活还会死的。
But those resurrections will once again face death.
在英国剑桥大学。
So in Oxford, in Cambridge University.
也有一个流派。
And there was a movement.
我们宣道会的创始人宣信博士。
And the creator of this Alliance Church, Reverend Simpson.
他就从在那里学习。
And he was a student there.
但是他完全把他那个给就是推翻了。
And so he changed what he was taught.
这里的复活。
And the resurrection here.
不仅是灵的复活。
It's not only the resurrection of the spirit.
而且是包括身体的复活。
But the resurrection of the physical body.
我想给大家看一些幻灯。
So we have some images here.
希望大家有更深刻的认识。
So we can have some new understanding.
那么主耶稣基督他原来被埋在这个坟墓里。
So our Lord Jesus was buried in this tomb.
这个坟墓空了。
And it is empty now.
就说他已经复活走了。
And he resurrected and left.
再看下一个。他的门徒有的不信呢。
And some of his disciples didn't believe.
这个主，这个我们见到的这个主，真是原来那个主吗？
So they wondered if this Jesus was the Jesus that was with them before.
他们原来他受难的时候，有人用那个矛啊刺过他吗？
So the Roman soldier pierced through the chest with the spear.
有人都开始检查。
And so one of his disciples poked in this wound.
好像彼得也是小信的。
And Peter was also lack of
belief
and put into the wound.
再看这个，就主耶稣基督复活以后。
And after Jesus resurrected,
他向很多人显现。
And he was seen by a lot of people.
超过上百人。
Over 100.
对。还有这一个。
In this image.
大家知道啊，保罗原来是个什么人？
So we know what kind of person Paul was before he turned to Jesus.
他原来叫扫罗哟。
He was named Saul.
他们说扫罗是一个迫害基督徒的人呐。
And he was a person persecuting.
极端的迫害基督徒的人。
And the Christ believers.
我过去都不敢相信的。
And I couldn't believe it before.
我说这样一个人，马上经过，就会在路上就能够转成信主的人。
So how could such a persecutor become a person that submitted himself to God through one experience on the road?
但是复活的主耶稣基督有这个大能。
But the resurrected Jesus and Lord has this power.
我可以相信，我就觉得这是应该是个神迹。
And this is a miracle.
神行这个神迹来荣耀他的名。
And to present this miracle is to honor his name.
还有了。
And more images.
这是在他周围，你数一数，正好有十一个人。
And there were 11 people around him.
主耶稣在他升天以前哦。
Before he went up to heaven.
他复活以后哦。
After he's risen.
他要颁布了大使命。
And he announced the great commission.
种种证据表明。
And all the evidences show.
耶稣基督真的复活了。
Our Lord Jesus really resurrected.
这不是一般的复活。
It's not a single or simple resurrection.
这是永恒的复活。
It's a resurrection for eternity.
永远不会再死的复活。
And this resurrection will not face death anymore.
这样的复活。
In such a resurrection.
让我们信徒更有力量。
Such a resurrection presented more power to the believers.
如果你看一下刚才那个经文，这句话对我们有所启示。后面这第四十一节。
So if you look at verse 41, you will see.
有的时候我们会讲。
So sometimes we say.
我们自己为什么没有经历神的大能啊
？So why don't I experience the power from God？
我在我的生命中没见过神的显现呢
？I have never seen His presence with me。
说主的显现不是没有原则的。
So God's presence has principles.
他是显现给是吧？越神预先说拣选为他做见证的人。
So God's presence is only seen by people our heavenly Father has chosen to be witnesses.
想一想，自己反省一下，我有没有为神做见证
？So examine in your heart, are you being witnesses to God?
如果我们真的为神做见证的话，我想你会经历神。
So if you are the true witness of Jesus, and you will experience God.
如果你还没有经历的话，请你不要慌，不要急。
So if you have not, so don't worry.
神有最好的预备为你预备着。
God has His preparation.
在我信主以后。
So after I believe in Jesus.
每一步。
So every step.
我都看到神在我身上，他对我的引领。
And I can see His guidance in my life.
我就想今天正着这个道。
So in this message today.
在三天以前我还很不满意。
So I was not feeling so good at 3 days ago.
我说今天是复活节哦。
So today is the resurrection, Easter.
我前天就祷告。
So I prayed the day before.
我深入的求告神。
I prayed hard to ask for help.
昨天上午我早晨到外面讲了一遍以后。
So when I practiced once in my yard yesterday.
那么昨天晚上我又溜了一遍。
And I read it again last night.
那么今天早晨我再看了一遍。
So I read it again this morning.
我首先是回想了一遍。
And I recollected.
我今天可以站在台上蛮有信心的来证道。
So I'm full of confidence when I preach this message today.
我才有信心说这个道能够荣耀神的名。
And I could bravely say that this message will honor His name.
我们要为神做见证。
We should be witnesses to God.
我们在主里没有惧怕。
And we don't have fear in our Lord.
那么，如果人们就相信主耶稣，相信主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
So if we believe that Jesus died for our sins,
我们平常不是说信主得救吗
？So don't we say that if we believe, then we are saved?
如果我只信到死这一天，也就是星期五那一天
，If I believed on Friday, that is the day we die,
我们就得救了吗
？And are we saved?
保罗说他怀疑。
Paul said he doubted.
他未必了。
But not necessarily.
我们看下面一些经文。
Let's take a look at the next message.
主耶稣基督，他是拯救世人的耶稣。
Jesus is the God that saved the world.
我们一起读这些经文。
So let's read it together.
众先知也为他做见证，说，
凡信
他
的人，必
因他的名得蒙赦罪。那么众先知是吧？众先知为他们做见证，为他们做什么？他要为主耶稣基督的死做见证。
So the all the witness all the
prophets
testified his death.
为埋葬做见证。
His burial.
也为复活，特别是为复活做见证。
And especially his resurrection.
说凡信他的人都都必因他的名得救。
So everyone who believes in him will be saved through his name.
我们今天的经句也知道。
And our key verse of the month, as you know,
除了他以外没有拯救。
There is no other name that can be can save.
得救的唯一途径就是耶稣基督这个桥。
The only way to be saved is to go through Jesus.
保罗在这个哥林多前书十五章一到四节有这样的说法。
And in the First Corinthians chapter 15, and Paul said,
这里面有一个背景。
And there is a background information.
他在哥林多建教会。
So he established the church in Corinthians.
这些哥林多的人呢
？So the people in Corinthians.
很多很多的人，他们只信耶稣的死。
And a lot of people only believe that Jesus died.
并且是为他们的罪而死。
And died for their sins.
但是他们不相信主耶稣基督真的复活了。
But they didn't believe that Jesus resurrected from dead.
他们脑子里有一个界限。
And they have a limitation there.
不光是他。
Not only them.
我记得新加坡神学院的一个教授曾经做过一个见证。
And there's also a professor in one of the theological colleges from Singapore.
他说啊。
And he said.
他在很长时间的慕道和教导当中过时间里。
So for a long time when he preached and taught at the church.
他说一个人死了怎么能复活
？And he couldn't understand how a person could resurrect after death.
他脑子里就翻不过这个滚啊。
He couldn't accept it.
这是超自然呐。
It's supernatural.
这导致他的教导、他的布道、他的各方面都没有力量。
And it resulted in the lack of power in everything he did.
但是有一天
，But until one day,
他经有一个很大的经历
，And he had a great experience.
他就开一天有个转化
，And through that experience, his mind opened.
突然就相信主耶稣基督真的复活了。
And he was able to accept that Jesus resurrected.
那么从那以后，他才开始真正的宣教布道。
And after that, he started the true evangelism.
他想，他证的道才有力量。
So his message was powerful then.
他宣的教才能够让人真正得救。
And the messages could save people.
那么是这保罗这段话就针对当时的哥林多人。
And this quote is from Paul.Who was speaking to these people in Corinth?
我给大家读一下，就是弟兄们，我如今把我先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，说这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
So now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand.
并且你们若不是突然相信。能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
So by this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you; otherwise, you have believed in vain.
持守我所传给你们的是传给你们的什么呢
？For what I received, I pass on to you.
这是福音的核心，请大家注意。
As of the first importance.
你传福音，传福音，不知道传什么，看这里。
So if you are not so sure what you're going to preach, so look at this.
说，基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
So let's preach that Christ died for us for our sins according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了。
And that he was buried.
又照着圣经所说，第三天复活了。
That he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
传福音，你要传这至少这有三点。
So this is the first three things you must preach if you are sharing good news.
一定是死了。
And he died.
而且埋到了、这个。
And he was buried.
埋到了这个地里。
And he was buried in the tomb.
然后真的是第三天复活了。
And he did resurrect on the third day.
他这里告诉他们哥林多人不要不是突然相信。
And here, so don't just believe in vain.
为什么说他们突然相信啊
Why did he say that the Corinthians were believing in vain?
他只相信前面的一段。
If you only, because they only believed the first two points.
相信了到星期五为止。
And only believed until what happened on Friday.
而更重要、更主要的这个复活，他不相信。
And the most important thing that happened on the third day, they refused to understand.
所以是救世的耶稣。
So, Jesus said, the Savior,
拯救人类的耶稣
the saving Jesus,
他一定是复活的耶稣
and he really experienced resurrection.
他这个复活带着复活的大能
and he has the power of resurrection.
他能够复活
and he could resurrect.
他才能赐复活给我，赐这永恒的生命给我们
Only when he was able to resurrect with the power from God,
如果他
then can we be saved and resurrected?
如果我们不能的话，如果主耶稣不能的话
，If he was not able to do that，
我们自己每个人怎么可能
？How could his believers resurrect？
所以我们一定要相信啊，救得救不是靠着律法。
So we must believe that our saving is not by the law，
不是靠着行为好。
It's not by the good behavior。
好行为是好信仰带来的。
Our good behavior must be the result of our good belief。
我们只要信靠耶稣。
We must first believe。
我们再读一遍《使徒行》约翰福音三章十六节。
So let's read the John 3:16 together.
我们带着这里这个独生子是复活的主。
So this only son is the resurrected son.
我们来读这段经文。
Let's read it together.
神爱世人，
so world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们信的神，他不仅到星期五。
So the God we believed was not only the one that went through Friday.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That he died on the cross.
完成救赎的大功。
And fulfilled the ministry of salvation.
而且我们信的神是一位活神。
And the God we believed in is a living God as well.
又真又活的神。
A true living God.
复活的神。
a resurrected God.
在父神的右边一直在为我们祷告的神。
And he's preaching at this time on the right hand side of our Heavenly Father.
我们信这样的神。
And such a God that we believed in.
我们在不至灭亡反得永生。
Can make us live an eternal life.
我们经常说啊。
So we usually say.
信主就能得救。
So as long as we believe and then we can be saved.
得了救以后就可以拿到进天国的护照了。
And so when we are saved, we can hold the passport to the kingdom.
天国里也有政府给我们签了证。
To the kingdom of heaven.
是，我们就这样就可以了。
So we usually believe that this is enough.
也有人说这些我们应就大卫鲍森牧师这样说。
Reverend Pastor David Paulson said.
在英国的基督徒啊，他们信了主以后不努力了。
So the believers in England, so after they believed, they started to do whatever they wanted to.
因为信了就称义了嘛，称了义就得永生了嘛。
Because they believe that once you are saved, you receive the justification and you don't fear anything.
但是别忘了，我们的神是公义的神。
But don't forget that our God is a God of justice as well.
不仅有仁爱和怜悯。
He not only has the nature of love, but also justice.
而且是公义。
And also justice.
我们看最后一节经文。
In the last verse.
我们的主耶稣基督，他是审判活人死人的耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus is the God just judging over the living and the dead.
这是最后一节经文。
This is in the last verse here.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立的，要做审判活人死人的主。 神要实行公义。
Our God is going to practice justice.
公义也有人也需要来实行。
And justice needs to be performed.
那么主神就派主耶稣基督来。
So our Heavenly Father is entrusting this power to Jesus.
他就造就了很多的门徒。
And he prepared a lot of disciples.
就到处传道。
And they went over everywhere to preach the news.
证明主耶稣基督确实是神所立的。
And to testify that Jesus is established by God.
所立的唯一的。
Established by God. The only established by God.
唯一的干什么呢？
So, to do what?
他要做审判活人死人的主。
He is going to judge the living and the dead.
所以他是唯一的。
He is the only judge.
所以审判活人死人由不得我们。
So it is not our responsibility to judge the people here.
这个权利只属耶稣基督。
The power of judging people is only belongs to Jesus.
我们在后面不见人的时候，我们在后面不是嘀嘀咕咕。
Oh, when we are behind other people,
right? 然后去这个去做这种审判。
So don't judge people behind their presence.
好了，坏了。
Whether they are good or bad.
骂他了。
Use dirty words on them.
有人也给我传话，一年以前。
Some people even pass the words on to me.
他说教会里某个人骂你呢。
So some people use dirty words on you.
我说你说这个话还不如不说。
So I said you didn't have to tell me.
我说我不恨我们弟兄姊妹任何一个人。
I don't hate anyone.
我如果说我做的不好的话，我愿意忏悔。
So if I'm not doing good enough, I will pray for help.
我愿意向神祷告。
I'll repent and pray.
我愿意弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
And I'm willing that you all pray for me.
我们不去审判人。
Don't judge.
让把这个审判权交给神。
Entrust the power to Jesus.
那么呢，他这儿说审判活人死人。
Here it says the judge over the living and dead.
有人呢，他们经常这么想，反正我活着的时候，然后该吃该吃，该吃了吃，该喝了喝，然后享受我该有的生活。
So some people believe that I can enjoy everything bad that I can do in this life.
也就是酒肉的生活。
And to living a life of wine and meat.
为了这个眼。
That's the
为了眼。
Indulge our into the lust.
为了这个嘴。
The lust of the eyes and the mouth.
为了这个肚子。
And the stomach.
还有一个男的，我见了他，我说你为了你的下面。
And I said for your the lower part.
他就是无所谓。
And he said it's nothing.
我说我告诉你。
But I told him,
我为你祷告。
But I said, I'm going to pray for you.
神是审判活人死人的。
So God is the judge over the living and the dead.
你虽然死了，你不知道了，活人他要审判。
So he's going to judge the living, and he's also going to judge the dead.
所以我们做基督徒的。
So as the believers of Jesus,
世人也是一样。
Or people who don't.
我们这里有下面有两句话。
There are two verses here.
总结的哈。说基督当基督再来时
，So when Jesus comes again，
他要坐在荣耀的宝座上
，He's going to sit on the glorified throne，
要审判活人
，He's going to judge the living people，
人在做，神在看
，So people are doing and God is witnessing。
当我们到最后，神把我们提上天的时候
，So when we are resurrected。
对，他还要审，坐在荣耀的宝座上要审判的。
And we are going to go through the judgment.
他是按照我们的行为审判我们。
And he's going to judge us according to what we've done.
你做坏他知道，做好他也知道。
If you've done bad things, he knows. And if you've done good things, he knows as well.
那么呢，后面呢，当千年国度之后
，And so after the millennium,
会他还要坐在白色的大宝殿上审判死人。
And he's going to sit on the white throne and judge the dead.
他还是按照行为来审判我们。
And he's going to judge according to what the dead had done before the dead.
不管你是活的是死的。
Whether you are a living person or a dead person.
不管你是基督徒还不是。
Whether you are a believer or not.
每个人都要经历这个。
Everybody has to go through this process.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要好好地站在活在神的面前。
So let's live well before Jesus.
我们的神主耶稣，他是审判活人死人的主。
And he's the judge over the living and the dead.
他有这个权柄。
And he has this power.
各位弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
各位朋友。
Dear friends.
在复活节的时候。
So at the time of Easter.
我们根据今天的信息。
According to this message.
你确信我们的主耶稣基督已经复活了吗
？So do are you really sure that Jesus resurrected？
你知道他怎样复活的了吗
？Do you know how he resurrected？
各位朋友们
，Dear friends，
你愿意信爱你并为你用为你的得救而复活的主耶稣基督吗
？So are you willing to believe in Jesus who died on the cross for your sins and then resurrected？
我们祷告
，And we pray。
我们的天上的父
，Our heavenly Father。
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你赐传和平福音的主。
Thank you for preparing Jesus to preach the good news of peace for us.
被给你高立为耶稣基督的主。
And you anointed him as the king of this, the princess of king.
为世人的罪而钉在十字架上的主。
He was nailed on the cross for the sins of the world.
实实在在复活并且带有权柄的主。
And he truly resurrected, and he was full of power.
拯救世人的主
and he was able to save this world.
审判活人死人的主
he is going to reside on the throne to judge the living and the dead.
我们期盼我们的主早日再来
and we are looking forward to his coming again.
谢谢大家，阿门。
Thank you, amen.